One of the first questions you want to you might be asking of the client is, why sell? What is it that is causing you to want to sell at this point in time? There are the obvious things that we all think about. There's a death or a divorce that's taken place. There's some sort of a desire for the person to retire and slow down in life, change in the plans of one or more of the owners that caused them to not want to be involved any longer. It's lack of succession planning and needing to kind of dispose of the asset before the wheels come off from a management standpoint. Disagreements between the management of the company and the owners, or the owners themselves as they manage the company. Some sort of needed liquidity. These are all the issues that we're all very accustomed to understanding. It's very important from my perspective, from Ricardo's perspective, I think, that you ask the question as a part of this, and that you understand exactly what is motivating the client, and maybe as important to ask the question to make them articulate it so they understand why they're selling the business and what's motivating them to do so. There are probably circumstances where you're almost playing as much psychologist at this point as you are a lawyer in talking through with the client what's going on in their lives. Understanding exactly what's motivating them, of course, is important. Making them articulate it and having them make you understand why they're selling it becomes extraordinarily important. And the primary reason for this is, as you go through the process of selling a company, and we all understand this because we've done this as part of our practice, in the client's mind, they have expectations. And those expectations kind of run a straight line. That is, I want X, Y, Z. These are the things that I'm looking for. But we all know that there are other people in the transaction, the purchaser on the other side. They have expectations too. And when those expectations kind of overlap with the seller's, in every case, it doesn't follow that straight line. All of the expectations, in most cases, cannot be met. And so the client is going to have to vary from their expectations as they go through this process. As they start dealing with those issues, as they start facing the reality of the marketplace as it relates to their expectations, often compromises need to be made. At a certain point in time, as they go through these compromises, they are varying from what they have articulated as their primary motivation for the sale. Sometimes the very best advice you can give to a client is to stop them as they start going through the twists and turns of these negotiations and remind them that we need to go back to the touchstone. We need to go back to the concepts that caused you to want to sell in the first place, and make certain that they still ring true, that they're still in place, even with the compromises that they're being asked to make as a part of the transaction. There's something called Decision Trap. There's a great book that was written years ago called Decision Trap. With each decision you make, it's like a funnel, and you end up lock out options every time you make a decision until you are faced with fewer and fewer options in front of you, which ultimately culminates in the transaction. Sometimes along that process, as you make the compromises, as you go down this funnel, as you face these decision traps, or as you face these decisions, you don't want to get trapped into what's called a dysfunctional decision, kind of a dysfunctional momentum of closing the transaction, where they are so focused on closing the deal that they've really forgotten the reason that they're doing the sale in the first place. Some of the best advice I've ever given to clients is sitting down with them and making them reflect on their original motivations for the sale and the decisions that they're making in connection with the sale to try to make it happen, the compromises they're making. And sometimes the very best advice you can give a client is to not do the deal. So, Ricardo, let's talk a little bit about expectations.
Sure, and welcome to everybody. It's great to be here, like Frank said, to be in person. This is wonderful. My first in-person CLE in a few years. I want to emphasize, I've been doing M&A for 28 years now, kind of industry agnostic, and I do a lot of private sell side and buy side M&A. I want to reemphasize for people that don't practice an M&A, you know, this is a life-altering transaction many times for sellers. You know, it's not like, I'm involved in M&A transactions every 4 or 5 years. So, you know, in essence, this is a process where I like to tell people that we as lawyers, we're more counselors, right? We're not just making sure that the documentation is correct, but we're really counseling them throughout this entire process, because a lot of sellers are really selling their baby, right? You know, since this was a toddler, it was an infant, this business that they started, and they've been with it for 30 or 40 years, and they're being hit from all sides with a lot of considerations that they've never had before in a sales process, on top of trying to run a day-to-day business. So it is really a whole lot for somebody that's not, that has never done this before, and that's why they have to rely on their advisors, lawyers, accountants, investment bankers, whatever it might be, to help them through this process. And one of the things that, you know, you need to talk to your client, your client should have some fundamental understanding before getting involved in this transaction, is kind of establishing what the expectations are for them as a seller. Frank said there's a whole lot of reasons that people might want to sell. Recently, Frank and I were working together on one where the sellers wanted to sell because, you know, it's a family business, and even though the two, you know, sellers have 9 children between them of all ages, nobody wants to run the business. Nobody wants to be involved. So they were like, we need to sell now, right? So you never know why somebody might be motivated to sell, but, you know, things that they need to think about is, what is the economic value, right? What is their expectation on that? And they need to consider that it's never always going to be just the ultimate purchase price, right, that they might negotiate with somebody, because they need to take into account.